Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Forbidden Christmas. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Mexico. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. Moments before her mother said those 10 words, Lola was excited for the most bestest Christmas ever. She had been waiting for it since March, when she had been to the donkey sanctuary and collected her new pet, a baby donkey called Don Pedro. Since that day, Lola and Don Pedro had been almost inseparable. As soon as the foal was strong enough, he happily let young Lola ride on his back. Over the summer, both Lola and Don Pedro helped Lola's mother tend the vegetables in their garden. When she started school, Lola rode Don Pedro to the school gate every morning. But the whole year, Lola hadn't forgotten the Christmas before. Like most villages in Mexico, they had celebrated the Posada in the 8 days before Christmas. It was a wonderful time full of singing, colourful decorations, and the sweetest of foods. But Lola's favourite part was the procession on Christmas Eve. It always began at the church on the other side of the river, where nearly everyone in the whole village would gather. Then, after some singing and some prayers, they would all set off in one long line over the bridge and back to the village. Most of the children carried farolitos, small lanterns made out of paper and lit by placing tiny candles inside. All were dressed in colourful costumes, some wearing skull masks to honour their ancestors, like they did in October for the Day of the Dead. One of the girls from school was dressed up like Mary from the Christmas story and got to sit on a donkey. The procession travelled all around the village and visited the houses of everyone who hadn't been at church. A boy pretending to be Joseph would knock on the door of each house, and then everyone in the procession would sing a song to ask if that house had a spare room for the night.
En el nombre del cielo, os pido posada, pues no puede andar mi esposa amada.
For the first few houses, the families inside would open the door and sing their answer, which was always... No.
Aquí no es mesón, sigan adelante, yo no debo abrir, no sé algo tunante.
Those families would then join the procession. But the last house was usually the school, and the head teacher and her family would open the door to sing, Yes!
Entre santos peregrinos, peregrinos, reciban esta canción. Que aunque es pobre la morada, os la doy de corazón.
Lola still remembered the huge party in the school's hall and fields. A joyful celebration with everyone in the village. However, Lola also remembered looking at the girl pretending to be Mary, sitting on the donkey. The smile on that girl's face had been very wide, and Lola instantly wanted to be just like her. Everyone's favourite game at the Christmas Eve party was to try and break the piñata. The piñata was a big, colourful ball made of papier-mâché and full of sweets. The children took it in turns to wear a blindfold, then try to hit the piñata with a wooden bat. If they managed to hit it hard enough to break it open, all the sweets would pour out, and there was at least one for every child. But the child who broke the piñata got an extra prize, some pesos for their pocket money. Last year, it was Lola who broke the piñata. As she collected her pesos from the head teacher, she said,
"Thank you, señora. I know exactly what I'm going to buy."
The head teacher had laughed pleasantly and asked, "What is that, little Lola?" Lola jumped up and down excitedly and said,
"I'm going to buy un burro, a little donkey. I will call him Don Pedro, and I will look after him all year, so next Christmas I can be Mary, and Don Pedro can be the donkey."
That's why Lola was over the moon when her teacher chose her to be Mary in this year's procession. She was over the sun when the priest agreed that Don Pedro could be the donkey for the procession. And she was over the Milky Way just before the start of this story, because it was Christmas Eve and the procession would be starting soon. But then her mother said those 10 words.
"Don't forget to take that padlock with you tonight, Lola."
That was part one of The Forbidden Christmas. To find out just why those 10 words could ruin Christmas, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast so you can share Lola and Don Pedro's adventures with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better, tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.